I'm Maria Hinojosa. Recently, the mutilated corpses of three teenage girls and a six-year-old were found in the desert outside the border city of Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. The discovery appears to be the latest in a series of sexual murders that has plagued this border city for a decade now. As many as 100 young women have been killed since 1993, most between the ages of 15 and 25. The victims are often abducted on their way to and from work at Juarez's foreign-owned assembly plants, known as maquilas or maquiladoras. As part of the radio series Border Stories, producers Cecilia Weissman, Mario Mercury, and Vanessa Robles visited Juarez to learn more about the murders and their impact on the community. Cecilia Weissman has their report.
It was more than a year ago that the remains of eight bodies were found in this scrubby cotton field at the intersection of two Ciudad Juarez highways. Among them was Claudia Yvette Gonzalez, a 20-year-old maquila worker who'd been missing for a month. Standing on a patch of rocky dirt, Claudia's mother, Josefina Gonzalez, says her daughter had been working at an assembly plant for months.
Over there, in that ditch, that's where they found them.
On October 10th, 2001, the company roster shows Claudia arrived 2 minutes late for her shift and was turned away. That was the last time she was seen alive.
My daughter's remains were all bones. They gave her to us in a plastic bag sealed in a box. She was identified by a filling in a tooth, by the clips in her hair, and by her little finger that was crooked. That's how she was identified.
Josefina's anguish is shared by many families in Ciudad Juarez. Over a decade ago, the border town was relatively safe, but drug traffickers moved in and brought a wave of violence. Authorities say 290 women have been killed in the last 10 years. As many as 100 of those are like Josefina's daughter. Young, $6-a-day maquila workers or students, many of them thin with shoulder-length brown hair, who all appear to be part of a series of connected murders.
I would watch TV and say, oh, poor mothers, and my daughter would watch too. But it never crossed our minds that it would happen to us.
The first victim appeared in 1993. Since then, a pattern has emerged. The murder victims often have their hands tied together with shoelaces and show similar signs of mutilation and sexual assault. Robert Ressler, a former FBI agent who helped Mexican investigators, believes there's more than one killer, maybe a group of killers, who could be crossing the border into the U.S. to elude police.
It was very evident that these girls were not safe, and they were, you know, they had come out of the factory, everybody came out together, they got in the bus, fine, you know. That was great, but then they would drive them around town and drop them off at different points that were pretty remote areas. Some, you know, we saw them get off the bus and walk down a side street into the dark and disappear. You know, I mean, they were just swallowed up by the darkness.
Every week, a dozen mothers and fathers of victims gather in a support group to share the latest news about the cases. They say local law enforcement is corrupt and ineffective, and they blame police for failing to solve the murders. Several family members said that when they went to report their daughters missing, the police shrugged it off, saying they were probably off with their boyfriends.
We want to know what they are doing with this investigation and tell us who is guilty and punish that guilty person, no matter who it is. We want justice, because it has been too long and what happens here is too much. Girls disappearing every day and no one is punished.
Sully Ponce, a former state prosecutor who spent 3 years investigating the murders and disappearances, defended the work of law enforcement. Ponce says police have taken into custody several suspects, among them a group of bus drivers and an Egyptian scientist. She says she is convinced committed at least half the murders.
Durante mi gestión estoy completamente convencida.
While I was in office, I was completely convinced, without the least bit of doubt, and with all evidence considered, that they are the responsible parties. I'm so sure that if I'd had the least bit of doubt, I never would have submitted the cases. We always say it's better to have a guilty person go free than to have an innocent person in custody.
Despite police claims of success, young women continue to vanish in Juarez at an alarming rate. According to the Latin American Federation of Families of the Disappeared, Ciudad Juarez is ranked number one with at least 300 people reported missing in the last decade. All this feeds dark theories about who may be responsible. Some say the deaths and disappearances are the result of satanic rituals. Others believe drug lords and powerful Juarez families may be involved. And as corpses continue to turn up, young women working in the maquilas say they are scared. It's 1 a.m. outside the barbed wire gate surrounding the Antonio J. Bermudez Industrial Park. Dozens of women workers stream through the gates and board the buses that head into Juarez's scattered shanty towns. Maria Milagros, a rail-thin 21-year-old worker, says she knew one of the women who disappeared and was never found. Maria says she is so frightened, she now has her boyfriend pick her up and no longer takes the bus home.
We are afraid. There are times when the buses leave us far from our homes and it's dangerous. There are men in trucks that drive around watching us, and if you are alone, they chase after you.
For Latino USA, I'm Cecilia Weissman.